This woman, who asked not to be identified, says her sister's husband started sexually abusing her when she was 9 years old. She eventually told her parents, but they did nothing. She says going to the police was unthinkable. Years later, she discovered her husband was sexually abusing their 4-year-old daughter. This time, she went to the police, but pressing charges was difficult. She says the police, doctors, and even the judge tried to prevent her from taking action.
When I appeared in court, the first thing the judge told me was that these things don't happen in India. They happen only in America and Europe.
The story is similar to those of hundreds of thousands of people across the subcontinent, where a 2007 survey indicated that more than half of children have been sexually abused. But a new law passed in November called the Protection of Children from Sexual Offenses Act could change that. It's the first in India that distinguishes between child and adult victims. It also makes it possible to prosecute for molestation in addition to rape and shifts the burden of proof onto accused abusers. Anuja Gupta, who heads the Delhi-based organization Recovering and Healing from Incest, believes the law is a step in the right direction.
Having a law is an indication that, yes, as a society, we accept that sexual abuse is happening in our families, in our society, to children, you know, wherever they are in India.
Even among supporters, there are worries about whether some clauses in the law go too far. A mandatory reporting clause that requires anyone who hears of a case of sexual abuse to report it may intimidate people from coming forward. The head of Delhi's juvenile police unit disagrees. Suman Nawa says mandatory reporting is exactly what's needed to hold police, family members, and medical workers accountable.
So with the mandatory reporting, once it is clear that they can be poked, there will be some kind of a pressure on them not to hide these things if they are happening. So I think it will be another cornerstone in the protection of children.
Shanta Sinha, the chairwoman for India's Commission for the Protection of Child Rights, hopes the law will expedite children's court cases.
But now with the passage of law, we hope process of justice would be a process of healing for the child.
Given the government's history of failing to implement previous legislation, there is concern that this law could also fail. To succeed, activists say there must be better coordination between teachers, doctors, the judiciary, and law enforcement in dealing with abused children. For VOA News, this is Rebecca Byerly in New Delhi, India.